Questions not properly answered don't go away. Like, why would a loving God throw good people into hell just because they're not Christians? Join us for the three eternal destinies of man.
Have you ever wondered what eternity will be like? What it will look like? What people will be doing? What the purpose of it is? Will there be a direction for mankind? Will there be a labor being done? What will it look like?
So Revelation 21:1 gives some iconic and mysterious imagery of what eternity will look like when it speaks of a new heaven and a new earth. And it's really hard to imagine what that is. What does that mean? So wouldn't it be amazing if we could crack the code and unlock this mystery?
I think so.
So Revelation 21:3 gives us some further insight into this mystery. And if you look at the context of Revelation 21:3, this is at a time when death has been eliminated. Eternity has begun. And so everybody this is talking about has eternal life. They're in eternity.
Yeah, it says there's no more death, no more crying. The former things are gone.
So verse 3 says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And then I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God." Now, that's some pretty profound metaphor there, and it's hard to grasp what that's saying, but there's a mystery unlocked in this little metaphor. So a metaphor just gives you a mental picture of something else. And so these things are these are symbols of something. So you've got three metaphors there: the city, the bride, and the tabernacle or dwelling place.
The holy city, the bride, and the tabernacle coming down from heaven.
Yeah, so all three of them are in other places in the scriptures compared to God's chosen people. Mm-hmm. All three of those metaphors, the city is compared to God's people in Matthew 5:14. It says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." And the bride is compared to God's holy people in Ephesians 5:23 and 32.
That's where it says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church. This is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church."
Okay, so far you have two places in the scriptures where that those two metaphors, the city and the bride, are compared to God's people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the third metaphor here, the tabernacle or dwelling place of God. And if you look at Ephesians 2:22, it says, "In him you are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." So the tabernacle or dwelling place is not a structure built with human hands, but it's actually compared to God's holy people. And so we have three metaphors here: the holy city, the bride, and the tabernacle. But we see all three of these metaphors are all compared in other places in the scriptures to God's holy people. And so now the mysterious part comes in the last part of this passage, because it says, "The tabernacle or dwelling place of God is with men."
So it insinuates that there's other people in eternity besides God's people.
Exactly. So you have, we're in eternity. There's no more death. Everybody there has eternal life. And you have these two groups, right?
There's the bride, which is God's chosen people.
Yeah.
And then there's the men that they're dwelling among.
Yeah, okay, so the bride, the holy city, the tabernacle are all metaphors for God's holy people. So you have them, you have the tabernacle, the dwelling place of God, and then you have the people who are with them. And so this is very, this is kind of mysterious, right? You got these two groups because they're very distinct. You have people who have God's Spirit dwelling in them in eternity, and you have the other men here, men and women, who are with those people of God.
It's also quite a radical idea to think that there are people in eternity that aren't God's chosen people or what would be called in society as saved people.
Yeah. I mean, it does say they will be his people. Right after that, you read it says,
and so they become his people.
Yeah, exactly. But the difference is very distinctly, they're not the dwelling place of God. They don't have his spirit living in them. But those people who have his spirit living in them
the
are
bride.
Living. Yes, they are living with these other men. So that really defies the picture that we've been given of the lost and the saved. You know, you've got these
There's people. A third category, it
Exactly,
seems.
Because we do have people who, you know, are going to pay for their evil, you know, in eternity. But you have people who have God's spirit in them, and then you have this other group.
That are worthy to dwell with those people.
And they're, yes, and they're worthy of eternal life. They have eternal life, but they're not God's holy people.
My question now is, who are those people, and what qualifies them to be in eternity?
Exactly. We hope you're enjoying our conversation as we explore through the pages of the Bible, the three eternal destinies of man.